But now we're talking about a $39 million bond, the $8 million difference is the reserve. So there's a loan for 50, call it 2, and a bond for 39. Am I not getting that right?
We haven't borrowed any money yet. No.
So the fact that the, so it's just a matter of an application for that full amount.
This wasn't
up to that amount.
Correct.
So ultimately, a new loan application and/or final loan documentation will be for the $39 million plus the upfront interest that you're describing, which is a slight difference.
This is the same thing.
Whether or not we need to change the original USDA paperwork,
I don't think we need to. We just take less money from the USDA when the project is complete. That's what they've, that's basically, it's like when you go to the bank to do a home mortgage, you can be approved for one amount, but because the house you buy, you need less, you just borrow less. So the max, so there's a maximum threshold. But as the bond, as the project is designed today, we wouldn't take more than $39 million in a final loan.
May I just say something? Why then? Okay. All right. There's a discrepancy here between,
ma'am,
from the USDA. Okay, sorry.
Why are there so many cops here tonight? I'm serious. Why? Why are there so many cops here? There's a reason. I don't
want
to fuck up our
language.
Out of there.
All right.
That speaks like
why
that.
Why
are there so many police here?
Come on, let's hear what he said. Ms. Meyer.
We
just let Clark and you in this chamber.
We understand passion with this issue. We do. It's just common courtesy has to be met in all cases here. I think Mr. Meyer should know better.
I do know better. I know this money.
Scott, second motion. Go ahead.
You don't have the money. You don't have the ability.
I was in that particular prison for a year and a half cumulatively, and in jail and prison for 6 1/4 years for being a parent after 9/11. There's something sick going on in this county. We have no money. But you want to spend $90 million. $90 million. Because nobody does the math. It's particularly bizarre. You don't have the money. So you have to borrow it. USDA is not going to give it to you because you don't have the due diligence. You didn't do your shared services. That's why there's so many police here tonight. My family was abused after being here as refugees internally displaced. I'm not making this up. I was prosecuted 10 times here. This is the group that did it. This is my community that put me in jail for 6 1/4 years. And they want to build another set of human cages that they don't need because they didn't even figure out how much do they have a need for it. They don't have a need for it. You hired Ricky Green to give you numbers you want. Ricky Green didn't even qualify. Ricky Green didn't do the due diligence. Ricky Green didn't do the research. When we did the ATI committee, which Mr. Lawrence attended, they didn't have the raw data. They didn't do the research. They were hired to do numbers that gave you this boondoggle. We don't have the crime in Greene County. We have a surplus in Albany, Ulster, and in Columbia County. We don't need any new human cages. We just don't. We don't have the money. There's no growth here. Grodin's budget in 2018 said no growth whatsoever. No plan for for-profit, non-seasonal, corporate work, nothing. No new money businesses. We don't have any way to repay any of this money. No plan in place. When you have a person in our jail, which is fortunately closed, and it should be, because Sheriff Seeley is an idiot, and so is Michael Spitz. I apologize. But you know what? Let me be specific. Mr. Seeley Mr. Healy did not let me call a lawyer, did not let me have visitors.
You're the professional.
Did not let me, the only visitor I had in a year and a half, he chased into the parking lot.
You're going to let him use that language? I'm sorry, I don't respect that.
You don't have the money because you haven't done the shared study. They're not going to let you move the sheriff's office out of Catskill because County Law 217 says you can't. And if you think I'm being annoying, I'm sorry, but you put me in jail for 6 1/4 years. And all I was doing is protecting my family from 9/11.
Thank you, Scott.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question or make a point of order? First of all, I wonder if it's really within Robert's rules of order or the rules of our procedure. I defer to the parliamentarian and maybe just yield to a member of the number two. If you yield. Number two, I assume you have the authority to control this meeting and to recognize anybody whether or not they are introduced by the media. And it seems like, you know, there's one instance right there of the only thing that we have 10 times over. This room has about 40 people that are probably eager to speak. And so I'm just asking that we conduct our business and not take public comment, because otherwise we're not going to get anything done.
I was ready.
Yeah, we're going to bring this to a
vote. Let's go.
No, motion by Mr. Martin, second by myself. All those in favor say aye.
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 Oh.
Is it possible to have more public comment, please?
But the information he gave was wrong. I talked to the USDA loan officer today. The loan is still $51 million. So that is wrong. And so we need to get the information out that we've been researching.
Can I ask this resolution to bring to finance?
I'd like to ask permission to see.
Saying that the comment period for this particular issue is over, we discussed it. I think it's becoming redundant.
We only heard one comment.
Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason there are so many comments. Does that matter to you at all? No, it's not fair when the information that is given to the public is misinformation intentionally. That's where you're coming from, to give misinformation to the public. That's good to know, legislator. That's really good to know. All right, well, you know what? It's on the air right now, and everybody in Greene County knows that you intentionally have misled the public, the citizens of Greene County, okay? That's going to be your legacy, legislator.
We're going to go to Mr. Linger makes the motion.
Is the chair any
Okay, everybody. Everybody, raise your hand. I have a question. I have a question. Do you have a question? 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 Who has questions?
He's
present
these people.
Yes. I know we have heard public comment before, but this is the single biggest decision the county has ever made. We want to stop them from us and asking questions. I'm just trying to move along, but at the end of the day, there has to be a balance here, and shouldn't that balance swing in the direction of the people that we're here to represent and we want to
know? We're by the people, of the people, and for the people.
You know what? If you have to spend 24 hours here, who cares? We voted you in.
Even amongst the members, my understanding that we get one chance to talk on a motion that's open for comment. We get 5 minutes and that's it. So I would ask that we enforce that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys are holding on. I think those rules are in place so that we can conduct the business of the people.
Tonight for the jail, I'll go on without.
I have violated open meetings law countless times, and this subject has been brought up when it hasn't been on the agenda. There's been numerous times, and all of a sudden, today we're enforcing. That needs to be consistent.
It's because they're trying to push it down your throat.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
So, Mr. Chairman, report.
We got a couple of emails with attachments regarding figures for what it would cost various towns.
The operational cost.
Could we place those three documents on the website? I thought that they were very informative regarding the financial aspect of the program.
So,
we
see that.
Sure. Thank you.
And Bill, before we call public safety and the fire department, the legislators, that this weekend we open up the convention for Greene County for all the first responders and fire departments, starting tonight with the ladies' dinner, last night with the ladies' meeting, the men's meetings tomorrow night that all the legislators are able to come. If you'd like to come, please let me know so I can get your name into the committee so they have your dinner available. The Mardi Gras will be Friday night, and Saturday will be the March parade. Line up at 12. You have to be at the front of the parade if the legislators want to march.
Where is the line?
Up like Brick Row.
Correct. And the line starts off at 1 o'clock. So hopefully you legislators are able to come out and support the firefighters and first responders.
This
morning?
Yeah.
Brick Row?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes.
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 Thank you. We've
come with petitions to present to this body.
Motion to adjourn.
So long. Adjourn!
What are you worried about?
Why do you need such a big jail?
Exactly.
What have you done since the last meeting to show that you have done due diligence? Answer your public.
I have 160 signatures who want to know the same question.
Who's making all the money? $9 million general obligation fond plus $8 million in cash payment from our county's 11th risk, financial risk in Greene County. We cannot afford any of this. And there are viable alternatives that have not been examined properly, that have been just pushed aside at all investigated projections. The alternatives to investigation committee took great care to propose possible viable alternatives that and $5,000 in funding was shot down. How can you call yourselves responsible legislators?
Yeah.
This is the future of Greene County. Those of you who are going to be leaving, who are not coming back for another term, this is the legacy that you want to leave for the future of Greene County?
Bankruptcy.
Great.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Public safety meeting has been adjourned. I'd like to open Economic Development and Tourism Committee.
There will be no economic development or tourism.
Exactly.
A new jail is a death sentence for Green County. What a joke! Economic development?
No economic development at all.
So, tourism? Why would people? They think a jail is something that attracts tourists? Oh my God!
And I have been to every single meeting. You people have been here for maybe a year. You haven't heard it.
Maybe we should move forward.
Well, that should be here for a little bit.
Is there anybody in the room who knows how much it's going to cost to move forward?
Excuse me.
Anybody who knows what the operating cost is?
Economic development and tourism.
Anyone know? No. There is an operating budget. Where is it? You can't just roll over your public like that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Because my committee is over.
I'm so sorry. It's so important because I don't think they're taking any pay.
Your duty is to the taxpayer.
Number one agenda item is to award a bid.
How many will change?
We don't need 98 beds. We don't need 98 beds.
98 beds would be sufficient for 95,000.
Wait just a second. Would you please consider reopening for public discussion for 20 minutes to address this issue? I think you have enough evidence to get a serious concern about what is being done.
I'll tell you what.
And you've spent hours, let's spend another 20 minutes in a respectful dialogue to have the opportunity to express specific concerns about this very, very important issue. 20 minutes.
You don't mind until we get through the other meetings, I'll be glad to stay.
Is any of this being
recorded?
Okay,
that's cool.
Are you
taking the minutes? No.
Yeah. Do the minutes reflect our...
Agenda item number one is to award a bid. James
Do we have an agreement that we don't have an agreement?
How are the sidewalks in New York State?
We can all agree to that cost to ourselves. Who can talk louder?
No.
We can.
Let's wait for the rest of the meeting.
Who are the people here?
Hey, let's wait for the rest of the meeting, and then we'll have our space to specifically talk about what we're doing.
Only if everybody
else is
only if the legislators are going
to
stay.
You've got to get the legislators to agree to stay first.
Do we have an agreement?
Do we have an agreement to continue?
Do we motion to continue with the
session? I feel so bad that I got to say.
I agree that I will stay and I answer any questions.
What about the rest? What about Ms. Overford?
For the rest of the legislators, please, who are on the committee, please confirm that they will stay to hear our comments. That's what I'm asking.
I will say, that guy's not even listening.
Can we go around the table, please, and the committee members
take a poll?
Since we have in the audience, make a poll.
What's on the floor?
It's so entitled.
On the floor. But would it be move us, Mr. Chairman, to have a public hearing on the Wednesday of our meeting, let people come and voice their opinion that night before the full legislature? That might be an opportunity for all of you to come back on the third Wednesday with part of the entire legislature, say your words. You know, we could even host it at 5 o'clock, have it an hour early, and have the opportunity to have that discussion right before the final vote of all 14 of us.
Yes. Can that also be held in finance?
Could possibly not be. That would never occur on Jewish Friday or Christmas Eve.
Right. And
are you even aware that it's a Jewish holiday? It's Yom Kippur when you decide to decide how you shall be treated for the year.
Perfect.
Do we have a committee to be part of the legislation of the Jane's proposal? I'd like to hear that.
But that's Yom Kippur.
I'm in the finance committee.
The 17th. I think that it should be the 17th. It should be the finance committee.
We can't do it. You can't do it that night with the holiday.
We cannot make public meeting on Yom Kippur.
You guys are entertaining.
Okay,
well, I mean, it's ridiculous to ask the public.
That's right, Lee. Let's put more people in prison.
I'm looking at the
right, Lee? You want to, like, more suicides?
That's not going to work in the Omnibus.
There's a finance committee. The finance committee meeting is on the 17th, and that's a
finance
committee.
It's not a holiday.
I will ask that.
Yom Kippur is the holiest day.
I know.
The 17th, the finance committee meeting.
You cannot schedule a public meeting.
No, period. It's going to be a different day.
The meeting on Yom Kippur. Can you move the meeting?
To the 17th.
Rice is legislature.
Excuse me. There's an agenda item for Economic Development Tourism Committee. Can I have a motion on that, please?
I guess in Larry Gordon.
Is that the order?
No. If you read on down, there's a list of the contractors that.
There's a bid result summary.
Bid result on.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. We haven't resolved this issue.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Do you want us to stay or talk tonight, or do we have another opportunity to speak?
You can address me, and I'll address you.
Excuse me, Linda. I'm asking Mr. Hart for some information about the bids.
If you read page number.
I'd like to hear it from him, please. Warren, please, can you address us?
Go ahead. The bid result summary that's in your package we received.
Okay, I guess we're waiting.
Locking the door. One bid that we received came in within the budget that we have. It's the grant dollars from the state of New York.
This is a public budget. We should be able to see those documents.
Is that the second bid? Because I thought we went off the first bid. Is that they were too high? They had to make adjustments for a second bid for?
No, this is the first bid we took.
This is for the walkway from the bridge to the Thomas Cole House.
Yes, I realize that.
All right.
It's a big project. That's your project.
Yeah, and then it's pass obvious. Through, there's no cost to pay.
This was actually 100% state.
O'Connor.
Thank you. Second, please.
Leonard.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.